USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
Oh, I have no doubt they are very strongly pro-life in my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
When President Biden imposed his war on fossil fuels, bad things started to happen. A lot of good-paying union jobs were cut, gas prices are now at levels never seen before in the United States, and Russia became a dominant figure in the energy industry.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On this day in 1917, the United States declares war on Germany and enters World War I. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, well, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health has, I think, also been destroyed with it. These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
The time after Elvis emerged and before the Beatles, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia-born teen idol of the early 1960s. He had hits that included Valari and Wild One. He also played with Anne Margaret in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. He died Tuesday at the age of 79. Rydell died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in the suburb of his hometown of Philadelphia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.